Sandria, nice to have you awake and with us as we broadcast live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at a great group of radio stations, WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, Ohio, WSAJ Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, mountainstreamsradio.org, Tube City online at WMCK.FM McKeesport. By phone, all you need to do is call 631-359-8728. You can listen if you have unlimited long distance. You don't want to do that if it's a toll call, 631-359-8728, and online at slbradio.org/radio. Sutton, Big Yellow Taxi, the song from her album called After Blue. Coming up, our Brigade Charade will be offered to you. We'll see if you can earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats that provides coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the Northside Chronicle, including the Health and Wellness Guide, is available at thenorthsidechronicle.com. Teens interested in podcasting, writing, music, journalism, or other forms of self-expression are invited to join us for a wide range of SLB Youth Media Center programs. Activities include workshops on writing and audio recording, as well as weekly open mics and open studio hours on Mondays through Thursdays from 3 to 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Activities are free to area teens. Visit ymc.slbradio.org. for details.
This is Lila, a student at Avonworth and a Remake Learning Days Youth Ambassador. Remake Learning Days 2025 starts soon, and I hope you'll join me at Discover Scuba Pen Hills, exploring marine science and STEM careers, hosted by Curious Minds Dive Foundation at Olympic Swim Club, 517 Twin Oak Drive in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, on May 17th at 10 a.m. Discover Scuba Pen Hills is an opportunity for teens to get a first-hand experience in scuba diving, learn about different STEM and marine careers, meet and talk to experts from various STEM fields, and learn about all the astonishing science that happens underwater. Participants will get guidance and instructions from certified diving instructors to help them have the best experience underwater. You do not need any prior diving experience to participate. As a Remake Learning Days Youth Ambassador, I'll be following up with a story recapping the event. I'm so excited to try something I never thought I would get to experience and learn about all of the cool marine and STEM careers. To learn more about the Curious Minds Dive Foundation, visit curiousmindsdivefoundation.org. Discover Scuba Pen Hills is just one of hundreds of free events running during Pennsylvania's Remake Learning Day celebration from May 1st to May 23rd. Learn more at remakelearningdays.org.
Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. It's time for our brigade charade. Are you ready? This works just like charades. We'll give you a clue, and we'll give you clues for each of the syllables in the word we're looking for. See if you can sound out the correct answer, and then you can share it with us, or you can join us on the air live. The clue is vehicle. Vehicle, and we're looking for a three-syllable answer. Syllable one, parting word. Parting word. Syllable two, unwell. Syllable three, unwell. 412-200-5975. If you would like to try to solve this morning's brigade charade. Once again, the overall clue for the word we seek is vehicle. Vehicle. Three syllables in all. Syllable one, parting word. Syllable two, unwell. Syllable three, unwell. And if you think you know, please let it show.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
New from Tim O'Brien.
Every Thursday around sundown, when the light began to fall, we would gather in the kitchen.
That's when Daddy used to call. He was always on the road then, taking any job he could find, sending money when he made some, a worried man with a worried mind, waiting there all we knew, we were many miles apart, the Through and through, Daddy finally made some money. He got a job with steady pay. We had food now in the pantry, but Daddy was still so far away. When Daddy used to call, I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wire, and I can hear you through the wire, and the Wichita lineman, he's still on the line. Small vacation, and it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. Yeah, I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. In the Wichita line, he's still on the line. He's still on the line. Yeah, the Wichita
songs about working and missing those you love. Richard Bennett with Wichita Lineman.
Still on the line.
And Tim O'Brien and his wife, Chan, Fabricius, and Hungry Heart. And for those who are working to restore power, we are thinking about you. I know it can be frustrating from the end of things as somebody who's waiting for their power to come back on, no matter how long it's been. But I also know just how many people lost power Tuesday night when the storms hit, or further in as some of the consequences came up. At one point, Duquesne Light alone had on its website just under 300,000 outages reported. And if you did some math and add in the other power companies, about 40% of our region had no electricity. That's something we're just not used to, isn't it? And thanks to everybody who's been working to restore things. A lot of correct answers to acknowledge. In just a moment, our brigade charade. The clue is vehicle, vehicle. Three syllables. Syllable one, parting word. Syllable two, unwell. Syllable three, unwell. We'll give you a few moments to come up with the correct answer. And then Susie in Alexandria, Virginia is going to join us. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234 is how you can reach us. A correct answer just coming in from Pudge and Lamartine. Patrick in South Park has the correct answer, as does Gary and Franklin, John and Economy Borough, Bruce in Ingram, Richard on the north side, Russ and Sharon in North Carolina, John in Carrick, Tom in McCandless, Stu, and Sarah in McCandless, Tommy in Virginia, Brian in McCandless, Mike in Mars, and Susie, Pat also had the correct answer on Facebook, and Susie in Alexandria. Hi, Susie.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Well, I'm fine. It's so bizarre. I kept, I don't have a clock by my phone, and I kept asking Siri what time it was, and I was not, and I don't know. I wasn't like aware of the fact that like it was telling me that it was six something, and I should be awake for Saturday Light Brigade. I just like I wasn't awake enough for that to like be hitting my brain. And so when I turned on, when I finally had, from my bed, because, this is how it works sometimes Saturday morning. I'm like, Siri, turn on Saturday Light Brigade, because my phone will do that, which is, I think is amazing.
It is. I didn't know your phone could do that. That's nice.
It does it through TuneIn. It does it through TuneIn through Apple Music.
How nice. That's good to know. It was late. It sounds like it was late.
It was late, yes. And so I was thinking that I was going to get the archive. And then you were talking with the archive, and then you were like, and now the HistoRiddle answer. And I'm like, you don't usually do the HistoRiddle answer on the archive. Oh, wait a minute.
We tricked you. We didn't mean to trick you, but the other night, I was talking to Ricky. I forget. I asked her a question. My phone was in my pocket, and Google Androids, Gemini,
right.
Came on, and it tried. It was giving me a philosophical answer to try to comfort me about something, and I'm thinking, why is my phone doing this? And I had said something to Ricky, like, what time do you think we should head out to go see such and such or something? And the phone was saying, there are many things to consider when choosing the time. It was just very, very, a little invasive and surprising. I usually have my phone set not to listen, but apparently I said the secret word that makes it. If you say a word to make your phone wake up, it's got to be listening anyway. How else would it hear the word?
Right.
Right.
But right, exactly.
I couldn't figure out where it came from, but then did. Well, you knew the word. The vehicle we're looking for is what?
Bicycle.
A bicycle, indeed. The parting word is bye. And unwell is sick, and one more unwell is ill. So you get by, sick, ill. So well done.
When Ricky answered the phone, I said that is the most clever clue I've ever seen. Oh, I love it.
I think you can give Ricky credit. Was that yours, Rick, or mine? I can't remember the clue. Sometimes it's hard to know where one brain begins and one brain ends. Might have hard to say. I can't remember. That one's been prepared for a while, waiting for its
It's wonderful.
Its
use. I love it.
Thank you. Thank you for being able to be with us today.
Oh, and I did look it up. It's Schenley Plaza is the green space that we're thinking about.
Thank you. Off the air, we exchanged, Susie and I exchanged some text messages at the beginning of the hour. We played Big Yellow Taxi, Paved Paradise, put up a parking lot, and Susie had remembered a case where they took out a parking lot and restored to paradise, and Schenley Plaza is where they did it, in front of Carnegie Library. Yeah. That used to be this horrible parking
awful.
Lot that it probably made sense at the time, but it was really hard to park in, and now it's a beautiful green space there. And they
had to do it, because it was like in someone's will.
I didn't know that. Interesting.
Yeah, it was in someone's will that space be a green space.
Interesting. I didn't know.
It was not like, let's change this because it's so horrible. It's like, no, we have to do it.
Well,
someone had it in their will, and I don't know that part, so maybe I could look that part up.
More research.
But, more research. You know, that'll wake me up a little bit more. I mean,
Well, it came out beautifully. That's one of those things you wonder, gosh, is this going to be a good change? But the folks at Pittsburgh Parks Conservancy and the library really put together a wonderful plan there. Well done. Thanks, Susie. And a charge to Susie. And congratulations if you came up with the word.
Bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my choice.
Say Lord.
I say Christ. I don't believe in Peter Pan, Frankenstein, or Superman.
All I want to do is bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle.
I want to
bicycle. Want to ride my
bicycle. Races are coming your way.
So forget all your duties, oh yeah.
Are you wondering how far I'll go? We'll let it go a little bit longer.
On your marks, get set, go!
Gosh, I had this as a 45 RPM single. That's how far I wanted to go. Congratulations. If you knew that we were looking for a bicycle, another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Coming up.
You say John,
I say Wayne,
hot dog,
I say Cooler Man, I don't want to be the president of America.
I say Smile,
I say
Cheese,
Cartier,
I say Please,
Income Tax,
I say
Jesus, I don't want to be a candidate for Vietnam or Watergate, cause all I want to do is
bicycle,
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 I want to ride my
bicycle, bicycle,
come on,
bicycle,
I want to ride my bicycle.
Francis England with Bicycle. I'm laughing at John at Economy. He just sent us a text and he said, as Queen was playing, he indeed was wondering just how far we would let Queen continue. It was fun to hear that song. Our High Clue is coming up to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge in about 5 minutes.
Prime Stage Theater joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Prime Stage Theater presents Monday Night Specials, an opportunity for the community to experience compelling one-act performances and stage readings. Prime Stage Theater's production of Freedom House shares the history of the first emergency medical unit in the U.S. Freedom House takes place at the New Hazlett Theater in Pittsburgh's North Side on May 5th. More details are available at primestage.com.
Be the first to learn about upcoming guests and features by subscribing to Brigadier Briefings, our email newsletter. Each newsletter includes an original puzzle, links to past programs, and details about youth and adults appearing on the next edition of the Saturday Light Brigade. Get closer to SLB by subscribing to our newsletter at slbradio.org/subscribe.
This is Dalia Motter, a student at Franklin Area Junior Senior High School and a Remake Learning Days Youth Ambassador. Remake Learning Days 2025 starts soon, and I hope you will join me at the life-size board games hosted by Oil Region Library Association at 421 12th Street, Franklin, PA, on May 17th at 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Life-size board games is an event where you get to play life-size board games, have fun winding through the library while playing your favorite games, such as Candyland. As a Remake Learning Days Youth Ambassador, I'll be following up with a story recapping the event. What I'm most excited about for this event is that it's a hands-on experience, it's open to all ages, it's wheelchair accessible, service animals are welcome, and it has gender-neutral bathrooms. Overall, it's a fun way to spend time with family or friends. To learn more about the Oil Region Library Association, visit oilregionlibraries.org. Life-size board games is just one of hundreds of free events running during Pennsylvania's Remake Learning Days celebration from May 1st to May 23rd. Learn more at remakelearningdays.org.
We are proud to have trained over 100 teen ambassadors covering Remake Learning Days throughout all of Pennsylvania. remakelearningdays.org. is how you can learn more. Sam Zetz also gets a Saturday Light Brigade charge for knowing bicycle. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on a great network of community radio stations and by phone when radio and internet are not at your fingertips. You can call 631-359-8728. We need to turn that into a song or something. 631-359-8728. I'll work on it. But by calling that number, you'll hear SLB best to use if you have unlimited long distance. You might be wondering why. Well, maybe the internet's out. Maybe electricity is out. It could actually work. And it works in areas where broadband is not available or plentiful. 631-359-8728. Not bad.
Right in, sit right down, baby, let your mind roll on. Walk right in, stay a little while, daddy, don't just stay too long. Everybody's talking about the way you're walking. Do you want to do it or not? Hey, walk in. Sit down, daddy, let your hair hang down. Walk in and sit down, baby, let your hair hang down. Walk in, stay a little while, daddy, don't you stay too long. About the way you walk, and do you wanna lose your mind? Walk in, sit right down, baby, let your hair hang down. Mm-hmm.
sit right down. Daddy, let your hair hang down. Oh, walk in, stay a little while. Baby, don't you stay too long. Oh, everybody's talking about the new way of walking. Baby, do you wanna do it or not? Walk in, sit down. Baby, let your mind roll on. Everybody talking about the new way of walking, baby. Do you want to lose your mind, or walk in, sit right down, baby. Let your hair hang down. Walk in, sit down. Don't you wanna come over here and sit down?
Rain, backed by Nubai. And walk right in. I'm glad you tuned right in. Haiku is coming up, and just for fun, I'm going to demonstrate how easy it is to listen by phone if you need to. Hopefully it'll work. We'll see. We'll do it live momentarily.
Macaroni Kid joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Macaroni Kid publishes weekly hyper-local e-newsletters and websites featuring events, activities, products, and places for Pittsburgh parents, kids, and families. Details on Macaroni Kid events and newsletters are available at cityofpittsburgh.macaronikid.com.
SLB summer camps offer middle and high school students one-of-a-kind experiences at our Youth Media Center, including opportunities to learn new skills, get creative, make new friends, and have their voices be heard. Our summer 2025 schedule includes 6 weeks of camps in July and August. No experience is needed and scholarships are available. Learn more about themes, dates, and how to register at slbradio.org/summercamps2025.
This is Mariah, a student at Cambria Heights Senior High and a Remake Learning Days Youth Ambassador. Remake Learning Days 2025 starts soon, and I hope you'll join me at Literary Blooms, hosted by Roaring Spring Community Library, at the Roaring Spring Community Library, 320 East Main Street, Roaring Spring, on May 13th at 5:30. Literary Blooms is aimed at people of all ages, showing them how to upcycle old books and making them into beautiful art. As a Remake Learning Days Youth Ambassador, I'll be following up with a story recapping the event. I'm very excited to transform old books into my very own floral arrangement. To learn more about Roaring Springs Community Library and Literary Blooms, visit roaringspringlibrary.org. Literary Blooms is one of hundreds of free events running during the Pennsylvania's Remake Learning Days celebration from May 1st to May 23rd. Learn more at remakelearningdays.org.
I'm so proud of our teens that are set to cover events throughout the Commonwealth. I'm also proud of our staff who has worked with them. Primarily, Deanna Beringer, Chad Green, and Grace Anderson. Hopefully, I'm going to be proud of my ability to demonstrate. Dial 1 first, 631-359-8728. I've learned that sometimes you have to call twice. It's kind of like we're waking it up from our line. Let's see what we get. Oh, that's it. Oh. That happened last time. I like doing this live, though, to see what you get. 10-631-359-8728. I also mix up numbers on the phone a lot. That's a good sign.
Thank you for calling in.
That's Chad.
The Saturday Light Brigade, where it's always Saturday.
Okay. Is it going to work? Or is this going
to...
Oh, there I am.
It's kind of like we're waking it up from our line. Let's see what we get.
That happened last time. Okay, but there's proof that it works. This is kind of neat. You mind if I listen? What is this program?
359.
If I let it go too much further, we'll be in what people of my technical generation called an infinite loop that will not quit. I think that still happens. When I was a young lad at Carnegie Mellon working on the computer terminals that would yield things like a program that would say, "Hello, world," or move a fictitious turtle one character to the left or one character to the right. If you made a mistake, they would say you are in an infinite loop that would not quit, and your program would simply stop working. Nowadays, they would say the app crashed. Let's give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. It's time for this morning's High Clue. Ricky has audited it. 17 syllables, leading to one answer. Teams of two compete in this bluegrass state bout that's roughly 2 minutes. Teams of two compete in this bluegrass state bout that's roughly 2 minutes. Do you think you know the correct answer?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
I just have this urge to see if our listen by phone session is still working. Yeah, there it is.
Think
You know the correct answer?
It's time to connect.
Yeah, there it is. So easy enough to do. Ricky, do we have unlimited long distance here? I don't know. We do. Ricky's nodding her head, so all is okay. Once again, teams of two compete in this bluegrass state bout. That's roughly 2 minutes. That's our high clue. Good luck. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Seeger was born on May 3rd, 1919. Here's a brand new song in his honor.
is new from James O'Malley. In honor of Pete Seeger's birthday today. Pete died at the age of 94 back in January of 2014. He'd be 106 today. He is still impacting so many people. And we've got a couple answers to our haiku, and we're going to start with Greg, who is in McKeesport. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning, Larry. Always nice to speak with you.
You too. And you got this up pretty quickly. Teams of two compete in this bluegrass state bout. That's roughly 2 minutes. And what is it that we're looking for?
It is the Kentucky Derby.
Absolutely. And today's the day.
Post time.
Yeah, do you know the post?
Not quite.
Yeah, post time, I believe, is 6:57, according to the Kentucky Derby folks. And I think one of the favorites is a horse called Journalism, of all things.
Yeah, I've been hearing about him, of all names.
Yeah, Journalism, let's see, has 7-2 odds. Sandman is 9-2. And post time, it now says 7:02. I looked at it yesterday. It said 6:57. I guess it changes.
Yeah.
well done. Let's see. I'm looking to see American Promise is another one. I would choose them based on which one has the most interesting name. Owen Almighty.
Yeah. I never root for the favorites in the Derby myself. I always root for those ones that have like the 50-1 odds.
Well, then I'm looking to see who yours is. Admire Daytona is 41-1.
Yeah. And then once the Derby is done, I always root for the winner of the Derby to win the other two races to go for the Triple Crown.
That makes sense. And this is all for amusement purposes, too, right? No right. Money actually changes hands. And it's very amusing when you win.
Yes, it is.
Well, here's hoping for a good run for them. There's also one called Publisher. So there's Journalism and Publisher. Both running.
I like to see those two racing down to the wire.
Yeah, absolutely.
See which one wins.
Absolutely. Or racing down to the wire service that they both once relied upon years ago.
Yeah, down the stretch they come.
Well done. Well, thank you for checking in. We'll have some songs associated with the Kentucky Derby coming up. Thanks, Greg.
Yeah, you're welcome, Larry.
Take care. Always good to hear from Greg, and we're going to hear now from Jack, who is out in Warren Dust Bowl. Good morning.
Checking my audio, okay?
Yeah, I can hear you very well now. You came up with the correct answer. What did you come up with?
The Kentucky Derby.
The Kentucky Derby.
And there's a confounding problem, I believe. I heard yesterday that it may rain for the Derby.
Oh, no.
And the favorite has never ran and raced in the rain.
Oh. So that could change things considerably.
Yeah. So but, it's going to mess up all those pretty hats that they wear down there, too, you know.
How were things?
That's half the show, I think.
How were things weather-wise for you, Dust Bowl?
We haven't lost our power. It's raining right now in Warren. And there's a big car parts meet at the Canfield Fairgrounds this weekend. Yesterday was pretty good till like towards the end of the day. but today it's raining, and it's, unless the guy has a tent set up for his parts, you can't see what they have.
Yes.
It's sort of a, you know, walk around in the rain and stuff like that. But, yeah, it's an annual thing. They do three of those a year, May, July, and September. And the May is the biggest one normally because they're getting vendors coming back from the big parts meeting in Carlisle, Pennsylvania. That was like last weekend. So they stop in there and look around for complete cars. They have complete cars. They have parts of cars. They have accessories. They got spark plugs, anything odd that goes into a car. You have it there, and there's some other knick-knack things they have there too. But yes, they've been mucking out the past couple of years that they did not have any of those kind of rainy ones because they had some. It's a tough go in the rain, that's all I'm
going to
say.
Yeah, I've been to the fairgrounds, and it's tough to muck around in the rain there, to be sure. Well, congratulations. It's good to talk to you. Our sympathy, again, on the loss of Max. We know just how you feel missing a beloved pet who's been with you for such a long time.
Yeah, and thank you for playing me the appropriate song that I asked for there. I appreciate that.
You bet. Thanks. Take care. That's Jack. And I've got a lot of correct answers to acknowledge, and then we are going to talk with Martha and Terry about the Friendship Flower and Folk Festival. Russ and King knew that we were looking for the Kentucky Derby, as did our pal Lee Robinson, identifying the pair racing is a man and a horse. Gary and Franklin knew the correct answer, as did Linda and Collier. John and Economy Burrow, who reminds us to get our mint juleps together. Tommy in North Chesterfield, Virginia, got it correct. So did John and Addie in East Deer. Tom in McCandless. Barb in Oakmont. Jim in Blackridge. Rich in Freeport. All with the correct answer. If I missed your name, my apologies. Martha and Terry is going to join us. Thank you for holding on. I'm sorry we're a little late. Martha Ann, how are you?
I am doing well, Larry. How are you this morning?
I am great. It's nice to be safe after a particularly rough week for an awful lot of folks. How did you fare in terms of the storm?
I was without power for about 20 hours, but fortunately it's just me here, so I didn't have to, you know, worry about others. And I can walk my dog on my own muscle power, so I don't need Duquesne Light to do that for me. So we got through it just fine.
Well, I'm glad. It can be tough. Did you see any significant damage? I know the East End was hit particularly hard based on friends I have in the area and also some pictures I saw.
Right around me, we were fine. There were some branches down and a fairly large tree on South Atlantic, I understand. But right here in Friendship, we were okay. You know, small twigs and a few branches, that kind of stuff. But as far as I know, no houses were damaged, no one was hurt. So that's a blessing.
Absolutely. Well, 1 week from today, the Friendship Flower and Folk Festival at Baum Grove is going to take place. May 10th, from 11 until 4, this has become such a community tradition, not only for people who live in Friendship, but for folks to come and visit this wonderful Pittsburgh neighborhood. What do you have planned for this year?
So we have planned our raffle and food sales. We will have some local live music. Those acts always change from year to year, and I'm not sure who's lined up for this year, but we always have a great sound man. David Graham comes and volunteers his time to set up sound for us. And we have a brand new stage, so people will want to come and look at that. We've rebricked it. It's absolutely beautiful. And if you want to put your name in immortality, you can pay to have a brick with your name or some other design on it. We will have some community booths. In the past, we've had Pittsburgh Water and some of the local vendors around. So just the usual fun. And then, of course, we have our flower and herb and vegetable sales. And I do want to tell people this is a very family-friendly event. The roads are closed, so you'll be safe. You can come and walk on our asphalt art that's at the corner, the big intersection there at Balm Grove. And the proceeds of all the sales of the day go to help us maintain Balm Grove. Most people think this is a city park, but it's not. It's owned by the Friendship Community Group, and we maintain it. We pay for snow shoveling and lawn mowing. We do a lot of the landscaping, the weeding and trash pickup ourselves, but we do have expenses. We have water bills so we can keep our park green. So we want families to come out and enjoy the day, and we are really, really hoping it will be a lovely, sunny day with no rain, no storms in the offing. So that's the day for us.
I am looking at the plant store. You can actually order plants ahead of time and
I think
pick
the
them up.
Sales closed yesterday, I think.
It says here May 3rd at 5, but...
Okay, great. The last I looked, it was the 2nd. But yes, you can pre-order so that you're sure that you get what you want. And we will have some plants for sale on site the day of. If you have a last-minute gift you need to buy, the hanging baskets are stunning.
Well,
I highly recommend them.
And I see some plants here that would be perfect for our perennials, and it said the hours were just extended, so perhaps they added a little time due to the storm delay. But where I'm looking is friendship-pgh.org, friendship-pgh.org, which is the Friendship Community Group, and you can click on a link for the Friendship Flower and Folk Festival. And you can also learn about the Buy a Brick sale that's happening too. This is such a great event, and you've really made a tradition out of it for all these years. Anything else you'd like to mention?
No, but I would like to thank you and your team there for the work you do for families in our area. And listening to the people who won, the Kentucky Derby answer, they come from all over, Larry. Way to go.
Oh, thank you. We're very lucky, and you're among them, too, to have folks that are listening from all over. It's always a good feeling to know people. People are far more alike than different when it gets right down
they
to it.
Certainly so. Are. Thanks for that reminder.
Thanks. That's Martha Terry from the Friendship Flower and Folk Festival, friendship-pgh.org for more information. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIUP, FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSHJ, FM, Grove City, WCUC, FM, Clarion, WNJR, Washington, WKYW, LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams, radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, and slbradio.org/radio. Especially for Gary and Franklin, who requested a song for Derby Day a little bit earlier this morning. And also for Russ. Boy, I've got a lot of hellos to pass along. Stanji Helinski knew we were looking for the Kentucky Derby as our high clue. So did Jim in Crafton Heights. And I'm often asked